Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We have Larry with us for a kind of a last Trump update. Things are kind of heating up in the background, and it looks like we really are headed into major warfare. Or the generals in Washington wouldn't be talking in the way they are. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
What's the latest? I heard, was it Mattis or whatever his name is there, Mattis? Mad Dog talking about World War III. We're ready for it? I mean, why would anybody in that position be making a comment like that?
Well, it's very, very telling. I think it tells us where we are. And here's the comments. It says, United States Defense Secretary James Mattis, announcement that we stand ready for World War III if called upon by President Donald Trump to go to war. And he claims that they're ready to do that if that's where we're going. At the same time, in the last 24 hours, Kim Jong-un of North Korea has come out and threatened the U.K. with a nuke, and mm-hmm. has also not just threatened an EMP on America, but they're now finding out that the cyber criminals, I guess you could say, in North Korea have been very busy lately trying to bring down our power grids across the country, and this is rather telling.
Well, of course, one of the problems we have is you don't know what the CIA is doing. You know, they can make something look like it came from Russia, so therefore they can make it look like it came from North Korea. And I think everyone has to go back to Psalm 2. I keep bringing it up because it's so important to get legs under you for what's coming. Psalm 2 is a foundation of this whole thing. It doesn't exempt anyone in leadership positions. So we don't know what we're actually watching. I got something here, though, Larry. I think you'd get a kick out if you haven't seen it. It says U.S. TR-3B returns from North Korea. It breached their airspace for over 4 hours, totally undetected. What? Remember,
wow.
We said that possibly they would use something like a very high technology to take Kim out.
Yeah,
or
that's,
try
I
to.
Have not seen, I have not seen that one, Stuart, but that's rather telling. And of course, a lot of people thought me and you were a little bit strange talking about TR-3Bs for a number of years, that nobody believed they existed.
Yeah, it's kind of like the black helicopters. You know, they didn't exist, but I had one over my studio for about, I don't know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, just sitting up there. And then we had them across the field from the house dropping bombs or, you know, balloons and doing all kinds of fancy maneuvers. It was during that time when Clinton was in power, and it was soon after we had produced Iron Mountain. Blueprint, Iron Mountain 2, Iron Mountain 3, which really got a lot of people mad, according to NBC News. But anyway, these things evidently, like you were just saying, they don't exist. Well, they do exist. And I think they have weaponry far in advance of anything. Now, I don't know if Dr. Greer, you know, who's been working on that disclosure project for years and years, claims that we do have anti-gravity craft, number one. Number two, they can exceed the speed of light. And agree. I guess they're, you know, on the moon, they're on Mars, and who knows where else. When I interviewed John Lear, he claims they are up on the moon. They are on Mars. And been there for a long, long time. It's just done outside of public perception, that's all. We have a public program at NASA, and that's your space rockets and your, you know, space station stuff. But far beyond that is the military arm of NASA. And that probably, you remember the guy over there in England hacked some of our, I think it was the Pentagon's stuff, and found a whole raft of material about off-planet space crews. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. They called it our space fleet, which nobody believed in.
Well, I wonder if they're going to maybe use those. Why would they be hovering over North Korea? And undetected, too.
Well, if you'll remember, Stuart, of course, everybody said it was all a bunch of baloney. But you remember during, I think it was Afghanistan, one of the TR-3Bs used some type of beam weapon on one of those Taliban bases. You remember seeing that? We had video.
Yes,
of
I
it.
Do. Yeah, it blew the base to smithereens. And I don't know. It's hard to tell what's true, what isn't, how much the technology has advanced. But we do know that Germany did have anti-gravity craft, and they've had well over 50 years to further and refine the technology that's used for that. So it doesn't surprise me at all, and maybe that's exactly what Trump was talking about. Advanced technology that the general public doesn't even know we have.
Yeah,
that I don't know.
Be.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very possible that they could use, because of the situation with North Korea, and which, you know, we're seeing China and Russia chiming in on also and being and actually sitting around his yard, so to speak, they might use some specialized weaponry. That is possible that they may have to do that to really tone this down. If you'll remember, you know, the last few days also reports have came out that Kim's cyber people, and by the way, there is a new report that after the representative of Kim went to Moscow and talked with Putin, that Putin offered North Korea another portal, a cyber portal, to use in their warfare, you know, I guess against the West. And so, you know, we were trying to take them down on the abilities they had, but now Russia seems to offer that. But with having China and Russia right in there with them pretty much, this would take some specialized craft, so to speak, to accomplish a removal of the regime or the leadership of the regime. And of course, as I began to say there, reports are coming out that they had broke into the South Korean military plans, and those were the war plans between them and the U.S. to remove Kim. And so he has access, or he is privy to some of that, and that may be why he's becoming so threatening here recently.
Yeah. Well, I guess I wouldn't blame him. You know, if you're going to be threatened, whether we like Kim or not, it is a sovereign nation. And technically speaking, it's kind of like our being in Syria. Russia was invited into Syria by Assad. We have not ever been invited into Syria. We're lawless over there. We have no business being there at all. In fact, that's one of the prophecies I think that's levied against the United States, meddling in everybody's affairs and causing strife and trouble all over the world, and that's essentially what we're doing, I guess. One could call it that anyway. headline, World War III, North Korea claims Trump has lit the wick of war and threatens hail of fire. Now, that's kind of, these are, you know, when they're coming from the leaders of nations, this isn't just like two little bullies fighting in the street. This is a little more serious. So, it says here, President Trump has repeatedly hinted at conflict, and recent tweets suggest military action is considered an option. Then it, underneath it says, revealed U.S. military options ready to wipe out North Korean threat. On Saturday, tweeted, presidents and their administrations have been talking to North Korea for 25 years. Agreements made and massive amounts of money paid hasn't worked. Agreements violated before the ink was dry, making fools of U.S. negotiators. Sorry, but only one thing will work. Then he said, our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. The policy just doesn't work. So I think he's getting ready for war. That's just what I think. Have we seen any military assets being moved around?
We have in the last couple of days. They have begun to move more aircraft to Guam. Of course, Guam is a target. I mean, we've already talked about that. You know, Kim has threatened to hit Guam. So it's a bigger target now because we are moving assets there. There are also more naval assets beginning to arrive. And one of the reasons that Kim has threatened to nuke the U.K. is that they are involved in some of the naval operations around the Korean Peninsula. And also, I did see a report where the U.K. has now drafted a plan to assist in taking Kim down. So, yeah, I suppose he has a right to be mad. I mean, it looks like everything's not going his way, but that's a dangerous time, though, Stuart, because that's when somebody like him might preempt what we have planned for him.
That's the problem. I mean, if you know you're going to be hit or taken out, what do you got to lose? He doesn't consider his own people. That's not even a consideration with that kind of mentality. So he could very easily preempt, which is kind of what, like, Dr. Doom said was going to happen, that he would be the first in modern times to use a nuclear weapon in anger. And it was a preliminary or precursor event when he did it to the kill shot. So, and then we have that prophecy from that, I think it was a rabbi who said that it was going to be North Korea. And, you know, we've heard other visions that, and dreams where people said it was going to start in an area not ever even considered to be where World War III would be triggered. So it does make you wonder, are we goading him into a first move so that then we can go in without repercussions or without so many repercussions? Because remember, China said, you go in there and hit him when he hasn't done anything other than threaten. That's war. And Russia more or less said the same thing. However, if he attacks first and you go in, that's something different. And they probably would not, well, I think they'd be in great advantage to get Kim removed anyway. So we're watching a game of chess, I guess. What's your take on the possibility that he would preempt and preempt probably very soon?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I find it very interesting that Iran and North Korea appear to be working together in the confrontation building with the U.S. It appears that they are working side by side to promote this thing. And of course, you've said a number of times you felt like this was a trap. And so we've got to be very cautious about that. Now, one of the things that is interesting is recently Iran has really made some moves to put a force inside Syria confronting Israel on the Golan. And at the same time, you know, you've got Hamas and Hezbollah preparing to launch missile attacks. And, you know, and now they're reporting tank movements on the Israeli border that are possibly Hezbollah tanks that Russia's given to Hezbollah, and possibly some Iranian tanks too. So this thing is building by the day. And then on top of that, we have the new U.S. military Air Force base inside Israel itself. And you could see where, and also there has been some requests for Israel to help defend Seoul, Korea. You could see where Kim might decide he wanted to fire one on Israel also. So, you know, you're getting at a point where a lot of missiles could go in different directions.
Yeah, it reminds me of your vision of the missiles of October. And here we are in October. So far, it seems quiet, basically, except for the rhetoric. But we all know that when a war starts, it's very sudden, very quick. And we do have that rabbi vision that North Korea was a bigger threat, actually, according to the rabbi, than Iran was, I think is the way it was worded, that North Korea would be the biggest threat to them.
Well, North Korea, a few years ago, or let's say 5 years, 10 years ago, 20 years, nobody in the whole world would have thought North Korea would start World War III, possibly. But it looks like the fuse appeared. Of course, Kim is now saying the fuse is lit between North Korea and the U.S. already. So here we are. We can't hardly deny that anymore. Now, something very interesting, too, is that Russia is supplying a portal, a cyber portal, a second one, for North Korea to use, you know, in their cyber attacks and I guess you could say, internet connectivity. Now, Debkafile had a really, really interesting report out today, and I posted it on my blog. It says Israel tipped off the NSA to Russian digital spies using its Kaspersky products. Now, we know Kaspersky is a Russian, you know, it's kind of like McAfee and some of the others.
System.
Yeah, firewall. And anyway, it says in 2015, we got to remember, Stuart, 2015, Obama, of course, Obama never did anything wrong. But in 2015, Israel warned Obama's administration and the U.S. about the Moscow, I guess you could say, Kaspersky company, and that was based in Moscow. And we were warning then, and guess what? Here recently we find out the government, the U.S. government, the agency they use to firewall all of our vital assets has been Kaspersky. And I think you've got to be kidding me.
Well, again, we come back to Psalm 2. It says they're all in it together. It's kind of like when the Chinese were given the contracts to build military computer chips for our military hardware. Like, you're going to give your enemy the contracts to build your computer chips that run your fighter jets, your missiles, et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of a form of insanity. And maybe they can cover themselves by saying, well, we, you know, we're not worried about that. We can determine whether that's true or not. However, didn't we watch Iran shoot down one of our top secret drones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's comical in a way, but I think it does prove that all of this is kind of a orchestrated. They got to have their war, Larry. They have to have, I believe, World War III, because out of the ruins of that and the shock of that, and the shock of millions of people dying will bring about what they have long wanted to bring about, and that's their new world order. And that, in turn, brings in the possibility of the arrival to try and stop it once it gets going. You know, they can come in here and say, well, you know, you guys have found the matches, you're using them, we're not going to allow you to do that, you're not going to destroy planet Earth. And that would bring in their thing that Stan Dale worked on so hard, the concept of Daniel and the arrival and what this actually means for the planet. Because if I remember right from his book, they were not pleasant people to be under. They're going to rule with a rod of iron, mimicking, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ and the millennial reign. So what we really have coming is probably massive warfare, chaos, then out of the ruins of that, the arrival and the establishment of the real New World Order, which will be a hybrid government between aliens, so-called, we know them as fallen angels, and humanity. What do you think? I think we're getting awful close.
I think we are, and actually I forwarded an article to you today talking about Dr. Stephen Greer warning that we are about to see a space or a cosmic false flag involving the so-called aliens. And you remember that's what Stan Dale warned about. I mean, after you talked about, you know, he worked mm-hmm. in, you know, out Daniel and the language of Daniel a little closer. And of course, you know, there's a number of people that are reporting, but Stephen Greer is claiming now that we're preparing for a false flag. I find it interesting that you said, you commented, we were talking earlier, well, I guess it was yesterday, and you said something about nobody paid any attention to 923 particularly at all, and you wondered if there was going to be some type of something in space that really got people's attention. Well, I just now connected as we was talking. I wonder if it would be possibly a cosmic false flag of some sort, fallen angel, angelic, or, you know, alien scenario that reveals them to the planet. You know, I don't know. We're in really unprecedented times at the moment.
Well, I don't. I'm sure you remember Hale Bopp, the comet. And it was huge. The whole world saw it. I'm going to do a word study on great wonder. I'm not faulting the fact that 923 sign was there, but I'm wondering if there's not something. The whole world basically didn't pay any attention to it and probably didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, well, you got two ways to look at this. The Lord always works covertly. Many times, I'm sure, as a detective, you had to work undercover. You don't want to be out there blazingly. The Lord says that the sudden destruction comes without any warning whatsoever, which appears to be kind of a covert deal. But I'm wondering if you had a major sign develop. There's a book out called Arcturus, the Sign of the Son of Man. It's a very, very interesting book. It was written a long time ago, actually. And I think the concept was that this star, which is like 36 light years away, would supernova. And then that would be the sign of his return. Nobody knows. We don't know what it is. So I guess we're sitting here waiting. And, you know, there are those now who are saying that, and I think they've proved it now, that the calendar in Israel, if you're going by the Lord himself, which, of course, they don't do anymore over there, the year is determined by the barley harvest. And the barley has to be, according to the Bible, a certain, it has to be ripe. What they did was they cut the barley too soon. And so we are a month off, they're claiming. claiming, which then moves technically by the Bible, Feast of Trumpets, to October 21st and 22nd, wherever the new moon is, and that moves everything else up into through November. It's a very interesting argument, not to say it's going to be true, but they definitely have proved, according to the documents, I guess, that, yeah, the Lord is going to go by his Old Testament Torah calendar. It doesn't make any difference what Israel does or what the Gentile world does on their calendars. It's going to go down according to the Lord's calendar. So it's kind of a heads up for October and early November. And here we are, possibly with lighting the wick of war, as North Korea has said. It's interesting. It says here, USA deploys another nuke warship. What's that about? Yeah. Are we just simply adding to the carrier group?
Yeah, we're moving assets closer in. We're moving more there, you know, tied in with Guam and it appears the wick maybe that's true. The wick is lit, the wick of war, so to speak.
Wow. Well, how about this headline? A giant mysterious hole has opened up in Antarctica. What's that about?
I saw
you
that.
Had
that's
it on
very
your...
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it on my blog today, and because it was really interesting, and there was an image I posted too. It's almost big as a huge lake. It's a hole that's collapsed in part of Antarctica, and the report, when you read it, seems to indicate that they believe that it is really heavy increased volcanic activity under Antarctica that is causing this, and they are expecting possibly a lot of secrets to be revealed as they have more and more ice melt and collapse of the ecosystem of ice around Antarctica itself. It appears there's something going on at Antarctica.
Well, this is very interesting in light of the bots, maybe 2, 3, 4 issues. Cliff High has ceased issuing those now, which I find kind of strange. But all of a sudden, he just decided he's not going to do it anymore. But remember, he said that there were going to be earth changes that would boggle the mind in Antarctica. I wonder if those earth changes would cause whatever bases, anti-gravity, so-called aliens, we know them as fallen angels, would force them out of there? That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, not only that, is the reports we have over this last year of the military-industrial complex and mercenaries and military movements towards Antarctica and inside Antarctica, something is going on. We just don't have all the clues.
Yeah. One more thing here. 6.6 magnitude earthquake strikes off Alaska. You remember that 7777 quake that struck not too long ago? Well, now we got a 6666 quake. I wonder if we got a countdown going on. Maybe.
Wow.
Who knows? Anything else you want to bring up? We got a minute.
Oh no, we'll just have to continually watch the especially the military situation. You know, I know right now we've got a smoke screen with media that's all tied into the Hollywood, but that's a smoke screen, and that tells you something else is happening.
Yep. Diversionary tactics. Anybody that knows the art of war says diversion is the art of war, and of course Satan's very good at it. And, get everybody looking in one direction while they're doing something else, which leads me to believe we could be headed into war anytime. It's a heads up, folks. This could come tomorrow night. It could come a week from now. It could come a month from now, but it's coming. World War III is on the way. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And we'll set something up for Friday and do a longer program. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. Take care, and good night, everyone.